everybody.
That's Blast. 94.7 at 23 in the morning. Zero MBK out today, but back at it tomorrow. So you ever have your phone die on you at a really inconvenient time? It makes your lives not seem so bad, I guess, when you consider that your phone dying has been voted the number one daily nuisance in a recent poll. So, like, the worst thing people are like could happen to me today is my phone dies. It would stink, right? But it would really stink if you were in a very inconvenient situation, like you needed the directions or something like that. When is the worst time that your phone died on you, Amy Kay?
This is, it was a few months ago, back in September, when I was getting my colonoscopy. And I think it's because...
Why do you need your phone while you're in a colonoscopy?
Okay. Well, so you have to wake up early to finish that second set of mixture. And so I had to spend some time in the bathroom. So that's where my phone was with me.
Sure.
And I really used up all the juice on the battery. I didn't think about it because I was going to be like getting a procedure. I didn't need battery, so I'd be fine. However, I need a ride home. And my phone was dead. Luckily, the hospital calls your ride. You have to give them that info ahead of time. So Steven knew to come get me.
Got it.
What door to come to. But sitting outside like the hospital in that little vestibule area, no phone. I just felt like a loser.
Well, you don't realize how much like that's, it's kind of like, you remember the fidget spinner was a thing for a while. The cell phone's really the adult fidget spinner, right? When you don't know what to do with yourself, you're just on your phone. And even if you're not really doing anything, it makes it look like you're not a loser.
But yeah, I was just like, this is, come on, the worst time. And the nurse, you could tell, was like kind of getting annoyed because she was like, we called your fiance. He should be on his way. And I'm like, yeah, we live just like nearby. He should be here like in 10 minutes. Like, I don't know how fast he's driving. I even told her, I said, you can leave me. I am fine down here by myself. Like, my phone is dead, so I can't text him. I don't know where he is. I'm sure he got stuck in traffic.
I will be okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
But she kept waiting, and I was like, my phone's dead. I can't get a hold of him. I'm sorry.
When is that time your phone died, and it was at, like, the worst possible time? Hello.
When we were on vacation, and we were in a restaurant, and sitting next to us, directly next to us, was Justin Timberlake. I lost my mind.
Hey.
And I had no... And I was like, I wanted to take a picture, and I started whispering, my phone. And he heard me. And he took a picture with his phone, and he emailed it to me.
I mean, that's about the best way that could have turned out. And now you have Justin Timberlake's email address.
Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, if I was sort of a big fan before, but I was even more of a fan. I mean, it was so nice. And I have this email address, which it's got to be like, this must happen. Because there's no way Justin Timberlake would have given me his email.
Maybe. That being said, you pretty much can take your pick of what you'd like us to trade you for that email address.
Yes.
Don't even really care what you want. We will give it to you because I want that email address.
That's literally what I was going to say. How can we get that from you, please?
You just want to slide that our way. Name your price. Give you whatever you want. Your phone died. Worst possible time. What do you see, Amy Kay?
Someone said, I had just gone off work and I needed to get gas. I had no battery left on my phone. The internet wasn't working. And the app is how I used to get gas at Sam's Club. And I had about 2 miles left on my car and didn't know if I was going to make it to the next gas station. And with my phone not working, someone else said, and my charger, or it's the same person, my charger wasn't connecting to my car either. It was all just bad luck. Someone else said my car had overheated, broke down, and was about 4 miles from home in my pajamas and had my dog with me. Luckily, a lady came by, took me to her house to fill up containers with water to put in the radiator. She was so sweet to do that considering the day and age we live in.
Well, all in all, I guess life is okay because your phone battery dying has been voted like the number one daily nuisance that could happen. But that being said, it can be real worse, real bad if you're in a situation where you like needed that phone. When is the worst time your phone ever died on you? 237-ITS. You shoot us a text, 35270, Twitter, Snapchat. That works too. At 194 Playhouse or at 194 Official. Louis Capaldi's on. Playhouse in the morning, 194. That time your phone died at like a super, super inconvenient time. Hello.
Well, I was shopping in New York City, and I was actually on a little hunt by myself, and I ran into Beyonce, and my phone, as I went to go take a picture with her, my phone literally died. And I had no one else around to prove that it happened, or no one else's camera around. It was the worst timing ever that could have ever happened.
But of course, nobody believes you bumped into Beyonce. I mean, frankly, you're telling me the story and I'm sitting here like, eh.
No, nobody believes me. They know I'm such a huge fan and there's no, you know, recollection of it. There's nothing. Oh, I'm so upset. I'm still upset to this day.
That's a couple celebrity run-ins that we've had in this question. So your phone died. It died at like a horrible, horrible time. It was the most inconvenient time it could die. Are we seeing some people that, like, is it all celebrity encounters or are there other situations too?
Someone said they were taken by an ambulance to an ER that was about an hour away. Phone died before I was released. The staff had to call a taxi, which dropped me off at a hotel because I couldn't call anyone to come get me. Another person said I was once at a concert when my phone died and I had lost all my friends. And I think this one happens to a lot of people. Died on the charger because I didn't have it plugged into the wall, so I ended up being late to work.
You know, I love the ones where you just set your phone on it. I really, really do. But you have to set that thing on there so, so, so perfectly. And it's like sometimes it looks like it registered. And I don't know what happens if you like knock in the middle of the night or what happens. But it like just somehow moved enough that it decided to not work anymore.
That is so annoying, too. Like sometimes with depending on what kind of like case you have, then it won't charge either, and you're like, come on, just charge, please.
You got one of these moments in life where your phone died at like the most inconvenient time. 237, it's, you can also text us 35270 for the Playhouse.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
It's Playhouse. Y94, the number one hit music station, 735 in the morning. Talk about that time your phone died at like the worst possible time, and we're seeing a lot of times where I'm like, yeah, that would suck.
This gives me anxiety because I'm afraid it's going to happen. Someone said we were at Red River Valley Fair. We didn't drive there because we were drinking, so I was going to get an Uber home, but my phone died. We ended up finding people that had a battery pack. Thank goodness. How awesome, though. That is helpful. But I do have anxiety that I'm going to need an Uber, and my phone's going to die, and I'm going to be stranded wherever I am for the rest of my life.
Can you be all right?
I probably would ask a stranger. Someone else said, one time I was talking to some girl, things were getting good, and then she thought I ghosted her because it took me a few hours to get home by the end of the day because I was at work, and she was mad and didn't believe my phone died. Someone else said, I was filming the countdown this past New Year's. My phone died 3 seconds away from the new year.
Oh, no. 5, 4. Well, I guess that's all I got. I'm sorry. I missed the last couple seconds. Your phone died.
I turned into a big, soggy mess. I was actually traveling and had no idea where I was. I had no idea what the highways, like how to get there, east to west. I ended up, like, pulling into a gas station. And do you know the old, you see it on TV, like, oh, go to the gas station, they'll give you directions. They didn't know where I was going either. I ended up crying to someone pumping their gas, asking if I could use their phone. It was pretty tragic.
So the random person pumping the gas was more helpful than the person working at the gas station. That doesn't surprise me, I guess, in 2023 when you think about it. Like, I think the time of, like, the old feller that's lived in town for the past 50 years that knows every, like, single road that has ever been, probably done. Now it's somebody that's just kind of, like, putting in their time. Like, yeah, I actually put everywhere I got to go in my own phone, so I don't know how to help you.
The worst would be if you needed to call someone, because if my phone died, I know my phone number. I might know my mom's a little bit. I would have to think about it.
Hey, Mom, I know you're in Chicago and I'm in North Dakota, but do you think you'd try to give me directions?
Well, I would call my mom and be like, you need to call Steven and tell him to come get me here.
Here's where
something
to find me.
Yeah.
Have him put this bar into the phone.
Exactly. But I think I would probably be stranded.
I'm going to be passed out in the back.
I would have to log on to Facebook. Wouldn't even help me either. You don't have social media.
Maybe something like a Telegram.
I need to just learn his phone number.
One of those. You were in a situation, you really needed your phone, and then the battery died, and it just sucked. 237 hits for the Playhouse. You know, on account of the fact that we were talking about phones.
As someone pointed out, you're getting obvious with your song relationship to the topic.
Listen, that's a good song. I don't even care if it fits the topic. That's just a good song. Playhouse in the Morning, 194. Talking about those situations where you're in and then your phone dying like the worst time ever.
Hey, I went to a city, was going to get an Uber, and as soon as I was going to hit the Met, phone died. So I was stuck in the city with no car.
No. Was it at least one that had good public transportation?
No shot.
Oh, God. What did you end up doing then?
We ended up calling my wife's brother-in-law because we had his number. So we borrowed a phone, called him, and he put an Uber for us.
Honestly, in this day and age, I feel like if I was in public and some like random person was like, can I borrow your phone? I'd be like, am I getting robbed? Is this you mugging me?
I would think that too. I would almost be like nervous and hesitant to hand over my phone.
Mm-hmm. Because they're going to like run off with it or something like that. Any other ones where they're like, yeah, my phone died. Worst time ever.
Someone said I was 7 months pregnant. I was in a car accident. My phone was dead. I had no way to call my husband at the time. And the guy I got in the car accident with wouldn't even talk to me. Luckily, a nearby person pulled over and let me use their cell phone. Another person said, I was trying out this new Bluetooth-based key at a hotel, and to use it, you had to simply approach the door, and the lock detect would check on your phone. I wanted to use this new technology. However, my phone died, so I had to go down to the front desk and request a standard key anyway. Another person said, just before a trip when I needed my phone as a ticket. However, they were able to look me up in their database, and they were able to print a ticket for me right there. But on the flight, it ended up getting delayed, and I couldn't call my ride to tell them I was going to be late.
Your phone died, and it was a real bad time.
So I was in the middle of texting my boyfriend. I had just gotten my STD results back. After I had cheated on him one time, he took me back, and I was in the middle of telling him my results. And my phone died.
Oh, no.
I had no way to get a charger. And as soon as I plugged it back in, I had a whole slew of text messages from him. So crazy. So I didn't even have it just to tell him that I was clean. But I did find out what he really thought about me.
So he actually took you back. And then, like, right when you're about to say, okay, here's the test results, the just silence. I mean, the world did not want this to work, I don't think.
I know, right? I can't win here. It was like 20 minutes. I felt pretty bad the whole time. But at the end of the day, I still found out what he thought about me. And he didn't even give me 20 minutes to respond.
Next! Here's what's coming up.
So about 15% of naughty photos that are sent apparently are sent by accident, like to the wrong person or something. You ever live that horrible experience? That on the way on the Playhouse. Hang on.